Oh yes, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Horius Bavli, Daf Hey. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Vov Amud Aleph, at the first Mishnah, that's Halacha Hey. Hoyu based in Shogegim v'Osu Kol HaKol Shogegim Mevi'im Pal. If based in Ru b'Shogeg, an entire Sibur sinned b'Shogeg, they bring a Pal. Mevidim v'Osu Shogegim Mevi'im Kisra Isira. If based in was Mevid, and the people sinned b'Shogeg, everyone who sinned brings a female lamb or a goat. If Beis Din were Shogeg and the people were Mezid, they are exempt. The Gemara says, Leif Hadam Plige al Rishim Ben Lakish. Isn't this unlike Rishim Ben Lakish? Dama Rabbi Ami B'Shem Rishim Ben Lakish, Masnifu Gugan Chiman Ben Azai, Yoshev in Ethnaim. Rabbi Ami quoting Reish Lakish said that our Mishnah, meaning the first Mishnah discusses someone like Shim Ben Azai sitting in front of them. He told them that they err, so they are Mezid. The Harai is also is considered Harai for others. If so, why does our Mishnah say that others bring a female lamb or goat, as if there was no Hoyah? Mezidim v'asu shoygim. And Mishnah said if Beis Din was Mezid and the people sinned v'shoygeg, v'chiyesh zadoin, should say v'shoygeg le'yachid etzel havas Beis Din. The Gemara asked that if they're Mezid and shoygeg for an individual regarding Hoyah's Beis Din, because if someone like Ben Azay could be Mezid if he knows that they erred, but we cannot say about so about the entire Sibyl. The first answer is the Talmidim quoting Rish Lakish that this is when the majority of the Sibur didn't accept the Hoyah on themselves. The second answer is from Rizeva quoting Rish Lakish that this is when they rejected the Hoyah. What's the difference between these two opinions? Kiblu Alehem Bechazu Abertu Aldata Du Chevaya Ken Jabartu Paturim. And that's the Rebizera, became to Kiblo Alehem, Meshah Rishayna, Ho Elu Chayavim. The answer is they accepted the Hoyah and retracted and rejected it. According to the Talmidim, since they rejected, they are exempt. According to Rebizera, since they accepted it from the beginning, they are liable. We come now to the next Mishnah. Ho Rebistin, Ba'asu Kolakal, Ayrubon, Opihem, Mevi'im Pau, Rebizera, Mevi'im Pau, Vasi'ir, Divrei, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, if Beis Din ruled mistakenly, and the majority of Esau sinned, Beis Din brings a power, which is a bull. If they transgress idolatry, they bring a power, and they say a bull and a goat. Rav Yehuda Omer, Shnei Masar Shvatim, Mevi'im Shnei Masar Parim, Rav Avodah Zarah, Shnei Masar Shvatim, Shnei Masar Parim, Shnei Masar Se'irim. Rav Yehuda says that 12 Shvatim bring 12 Parim. By idolatry, they bring 12 Parim and 12 Se'irim. Rav Shimon Omer, Shleisha Asar Parim, Rav Avodah Zarah, Shleisha Asar Parim, and Rabbi Shimon holds that they bring 13 parim and for idolatry, 13 parim and 13 se'irim, a power and a se'ir for each tribe, and a power and se'ir also for the Beis Din. I think one says, man tana raiz, who is our tana who requires the majority? Rabbi Meir, the tani, he machzis kol ashvatim, he machzis kol shevet v'shevet, or vaad raiz. The answer is Rabbi Meir, because he taught about a Pesach that's bought in a state of Tumah, and he holds the same about Hoyah as well over here, that half of all the Shvatim means six complete Shvatim, or half of every Shevet, as long as it's the majority of Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chatzi Kol Shevet V'Shevet, or Avad, we should say Rav, Rabbi Yehuda says half of every Shevet, as long as it's the majority of Yisrael. Shvatim Shleimim Shevet Echad, Geyu Kol HaShvatim. If entire Shvatim sin, then all the Shvatim are drawn after the one Shevet. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol HaShvatim Kruyim Kahal. Rabbi Meir says that all the Shvatim are called Kahal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shevet V'Shevet Kari Kahal. And Rabbi Yehuda says each Shevet is called a Kahal. Asi to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Kama to Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shevet V'Shevet Kari Kahal. Kain, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shevet V'Shevet Kari Kahal. Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yehuda, just like Rabbi Yehuda says that each Shevet is called a Kol. Rabbi Shimon says each Shevet is called a Kol. My Bein Ehoin. Vira. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shevet Echad, Geyver Kol HaShvatim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Shevet Echad, Geyver Kol HaShvatim. What do they disagree about? They disagree about Gevira, meaning Rabbi Yehuda holds that one Shevet drags is Geyver, which means includes all the other Shvatim they are drawn after it. And Rabbi Shimon holds that one Shevet is not Geyver, all the Shvatim. Moida v'hu shetei horaya v'letras ha'gozis. Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that one Shevet is Geyver, all the Shvatim, he agrees that the Hora, must be from the Lishkas Hagoses, it cannot be from the Beis Din of a Shevet. Omer Yosi, Taimer, Dehein, Tanaye, Minam HaKoyim Ahu, Asher Yivcha Hashem. Yosi says the source for this is that it's a pasuk, again in Dron, Perek Yudzayim, pasuk Yud, from the place that Hashem has chosen. Rabbi Avun, B'Shem, Rabbi Binyamin, Bar Levi, Chaya Messiah Leman, Dharma, Kol Shev B'Shevet, Kori Kol, Dichsiv, Goy B'Kol, Goyim, Yiyem Imcha, Adon Lo Yinan Binyamin. Rabbi Avun, quoting Rabbi Binyamin Bar Levi, said that there's a pasuk that supports the one who says that each Shevet is called a Kohol, because the pasuk says in Bereishis Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yud Aleph, a nation and call of nations shall come from you. And only Binyamin was not yet born. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, B'Shem Shehein Chalukim Kan, Kein Hein Chalukim B'Tumah. Here, Abba says, just like they argue here about Tayra, they argue about Tumah. The Tani Hayad Sibur Chalsin Tayurin V'Chalsin Tumayin HaTayurim Oysen Es HaRishon HaTumayim Oysen Es HaSheni Shifi Divi Rabbi Meir. The Baisa says, Rabbi Meir says that if the Sibur was half Tahor and half Tumay, Tahurim do the first, means they offer the Pesach in Nisan, and the Tumayim must bring it in Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, HaTahirim, Oisim, La'atzman, La'tumim, Oisim, La'atzman. Rabbi Shimon says the Tahirim do Pesach Rishon in Tahara by themselves, and the Tumayim do it by themselves in Tumah. Amrulay, Eina Pesach, Echatzoyin, Ela, Oy Kulam, Yasu, B'tumah, Oy Kulam, Yasu, B'tahara. Echacham said to Rabbi Shimon, Pesach is not done halfway. It means either all do in a state of Tumah, or all means all Tahirim do B'tahara. Mani, Amulai Rabbi Yehuda. Who said so to Rabbi Shimon? It's like Rabbi Yehuda. Tani nitmes achas min achalois oy echad min hastoim. Rabbi Yehuda ime shneim yetsu lebeis ha-sefer she'ein korban sibur chaluk. We find in the Baisa that if one of the chalois of the shtei alechem, the two breads that are bought on Shavuos, or one of the stoim, which is the six loaves of lechem ponim, became tami, Rabbi Yehuda says both of them are burned because the korban sibur is not divided. Say the tummy is in its tumor and the toho is eaten. Yosi Rabun b'chein Yochanan Amar Mani Amulai Chachamim Shein v'Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Yosi Rabun, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that who said so to Rabbi Shimon regarding Pesach? It's a Chachamim who hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Hayu Beistin v'Asu Shev Shvatim Ay Ruban Al Pihem. Mevim par of Avodah Zarah, Mevim par v'seir, divi Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that if Beis Din ruled and seven shvatim, or the majority of each of them, sinned based on them, Beis Din bring a par, for idolatry they bring a par and a seir. Rav Yehuda Imer, Shiva shvatim shechatu, Mevim shiva parim, Mesha shvatim shalechatu, Mevim alideihem par, Sha'af elu shalechatu, Mevim alideihem par, alidei achaitim. Rav Yehuda says that the seven shvatim that sin bring seven parim, and each of the other shvatim that didn't sin bring a par for them. So even the shvatim that didn't sin bring a par for the sinners. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shmoyne Parim, Rabbi Dezora, Shmoyne Parim, Shmoyne Seirim, Par V'Seir L'Chol Shevet, Par V'Seir L'Beis Din. Rabbi Shimon says that eight parim are brought, and for idolatry, eight parim and eight seirim, a par and seir for each shevet that sinned brings one, and a par and a seir for Beis Din. And the Gemara says, Tani, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Mishmai, Chatu Shisha Behein Ruboi Shisei Or, Shiva Afapi Shein Ruboi Hare Elu Chayovim. The Gemara brings an advice, Rav Shimon Elazar, quoting Rav Meir, said that if six Shvatim sinned and they are the majority of Yisrael, or seven, even if they're not the majority, they are liable to bring a bull, a par. Amar Elazar, Lema Ela Shisha Behein Ruboi, HaHamisha Afapi Shein Ruboi Hare Elu Pturim. Lazar says they said only if six sinned and they are the majority, but if five sinned, even if they are the majority, they're exempt. Amav Yosi Babun Masnisa on McCain Machzis Shvatim Uravad Roiv Uchlasin the Kavasar Machzis Uchlasin Uravad Roiv Shvatim. Rav Yosi Babun brings a support from the Baisa. The korban is bought for half the Shvatim as long as they are the majority of the population, and similarly half the population as long as they are the majority of the Shvatim. Yosi Rabun Omer She'alta B'Koyim Mashiach Min Hador Harayas Beis Din Gadol Harayas Beis Din Katan. Yosef Rabun said that a question about a Kohen and Mashiach, the anointed Kohen Gadol, we'll learn later that he is exempt for following the Hora of the Beis Din HaGadol. Does the same apply to the Hora of the Beis Din HaKatan? And this should be positioned after the next Mishnah, which is going to discuss the Hora of the Beis Din of a Shevet.